Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We will listen to the 18 verses as recorded by Faith Comes by Hearing.
2 Corinthians 6.
Working together with him, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "In a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you."
Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold, we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted in your own affections. In return, I speak as to children, widen your hearts also. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? Or what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idols?
For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, "I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore go out from their midst, and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty."
As I looked at my journal in 1994 concerning this chapter, I noticed there were 2 days between 2 Corinthians chapter 5 in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Those 2 days were a Saturday and a Sunday, indicating that I sort of skipped those in my daily quiet time. Now again, this is 1994, 39 years old, so let me explain. On Saturdays, I usually go to a Gideon prayer breakfast, where we always read about a chapter of Scripture. So I did get my daily time in the Word there on Saturday. And then on Sunday, of course, I went to church, and there we heard, probably read a passage of Scripture. And then I picked up my Bible reading on Monday. Now, I'm not making excuses, but some of us as Christians do. So let me explain it the way somebody told it to me a few years ago. They said, if you skip 2 days a week in your Bible reading, you'll miss 100 days a year, right? 52 weeks, if you skip 2 days a week, that's over 100 days a year that you've missed spending time in God's Word. This friend of mine that shared that with me, when he got that revelation, it was startling to him. Well, he decided to stop taking the weekends off. Well, I've decided that a long time ago, and very rarely do I substitute a Gideon prayer meeting or a church for my own time in God's Word on the weekends. And probably I should say right here, my daily Bible reading is not a ritual. It's not a check-off. It's not a have-to. It's a want-to. I get something from the Lord each and every day that I'm in the Word. Why wouldn't I want to do that? So if you've been taking the weekends off, I hope you'd reconsider after this Ad Bible podcast. Now on to my journal entry in 1994 on 2 Corinthians 6. I wrote, Lord, allow me to be a credit to the ministry, giving no cause for offense in anything, in order that the ministry may not be discredited. Then I also wrote, be careful about serious association with unbelievers, which means associate with believers. In 1994, 10 years later, I was reading again chronologically, so I read 2 Corinthians 5 through 9. I made some notes about chapter 5 and some notes about chapter 8, but I don't have any notes on chapter 6. In 2015, you might remember, I was in Australia on a Gideon assignment, and I was reading a couple of chapters a day, so I read 2 Corinthians 6 through 7 on this day, and I did write, Paul is all in, and I refer to verses 4 and 5 and 8 through 10. Let's step aside from the journal and let's read those verses. Verses 4 and 5 say, But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way by great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger. Skipping down to verse 8, he continues, Through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise, we are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying, and behold we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing everything. Yeah, I would say that Paul is all in. I continued in my journal, Nowhere does the Word of God say following God is easy or without persecution or suffering. Yet God also provides purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, the power of God, and weapons of righteousness. He says to us in verse 14, Separate from lawlessness, darkness, unbelievers, idols, unclean things. Let's focus in on verse 14, this part about being unequally yoked. The Word of God says, Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? Or what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever? If you've been a Christian for any length of time, you've probably heard this principle, that Christians should not be yoked with unbelievers. Most often it's referred to with regard to marriage. The illustration Paul is using is a yoke, something that would hook two animals together. In his context, remember, he's writing to a Corinthian church that is divided. So he's saying to the believers, don't hook up with the unbelievers, the ones that are criticizing Paul. We seem to have broadened that application again to marriage and to business relationships. Most Christians, most pastors would say, it's not a good idea to get married to someone who is not a believer. So often, love blinds, and we think, well, we're strong enough that we can convert the unbeliever in the marital relationship. Yes, that can happen. Yes, it has happened. But so has the alternative, where the unbeliever has taken the believer away from their beliefs, out of the church, and neutralized their faith. It's the same in business relationships. Oftentimes, Christians say they should not partner with someone who is an unbeliever. Surely, partnerships between unbelievers and believers have worked, but also so many of them have probably run into some significant problems, differences in philosophy as to how to run the business. So both in marriage and in business, I tend to agree with this statement. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Though the illustration is agricultural, we realize it's the same. When we're yoked together with somebody, one person's conduct and direction of life can strongly influence or control the others. So the application from 2 Corinthians chapter 6 may be, if you're a young person, be careful. Be careful who you're hanging with, who you're yoking with. Be careful who you are allowing influence your character, your direction in life. Pray that God would bring you a believing spouse, someone who shares your Christian values and hopefully can grow with you in your lives together. And for young business people, you might want to be careful who you go to work for or who you work with. Be careful about the influence of the unbeliever on your life. And though some of us are older, and maybe we've already had bad experiences where we've been yoked together with unbelievers, might we just heed the same warning? At whatever stage we're at in our lives, be careful who we let influence our lives. I believe there's godly wisdom in the scriptures, and this is one of those places where this is biblical, godly wisdom. It may not be culturally popular, but I believe in the long run, it will pay off. Father, help us to not become unequally yoked. Help us be careful who we associate with in this life. Protect us, Lord. Bring good people into our lives, people that can influence us to the good in our Christian walk. Lord, help me resist any temptation to become unequally yoked. Guide and direct my steps, Almighty God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.